Inner Talk Podcast. We'll know topic is off limits. Now here's your host, Mind Daddy, and Void a Soul. Thank you for coming to the Inner Podcast. Boom, talk, boom.
In 3, 2, 1. What up, everybody?
Hi.
Makita, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
I said that already.
Yep.
So, I just started doing my podcast again. You're my, second guest.
Look at that. I feel honored.
Ever since I told you about the panic attack issue earlier, I stopped doing the podcast also.
Oh, I didn't realize the two went together.
All kinds. That's such a big equation on why.
Everything
I
stopped.
Should probably do, a solo podcast and just... Before I start this season 3.
Yeah.
And just let everybody know.
Explain the things.
Where I've been. Mm-hmm. What I've been doing.
Yes. A catch up.
Yeah.
People like that.
You're a social media expert.
I am. That's what I'm told.
Is that what I should do?
That's what you should do. You want to explain where you've been. Why you're coming back.
Would you know how to make something popular outside of... Well, what do you make popular? Because you used to work for Sprint at one time, right?
I did.
Until they merged. Mm-hmm. And then now you're saying you work for some restaurants?
Yeah.
What do you do for them?
I manage all of their social accounts for all 9 brands.
Like 9 different, they don't have any affiliation?
9 different restaurants. So they're all one group, but they're all 9 different brands. There's 7.
Can you run them all off on the top of your head? Do you know all 9?
I do.
You better.
So, Graham & Dunn, Taco Republic, BRGR, Louis Wine Dive, Brewtop. Let's see, that's 5. There's 3 in Iowa. So, there's a Louis Wine Dive in Iowa. There's a place called Latin King. That's this historic 75-year-old Italian restaurant.
Latin King?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Now, that must be difficult or interesting to separate from the Latin Kings, huh?
Yeah. I have to, if I put the in front of it, it helps, but it just is.
What kind, is that a difficult social media site to run because of that or no?
Kind of, but one, it's in Iowa. So it's in Iowa and...
I mean, I think the Latin Kings are going to tell you we're all over the place, baby.
Right.
We're
right.
In Iowa.
It's in Iowa and it really is 83 years old, if I'm remembering correctly. It's 83 years old. So it's one of those, it's just kind of been around. So that helps. But yeah, I have to be really careful with the hashtags. Really careful with the hashtags before I pull in all the gang stuff. So,
well, that's a weird name for being an Italian joint.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's historic. So it's like, okay.
But, all right, do you know the history behind it?
I have no idea. That's a really good question. I mean, I know the family that owned it, but I'm not really sure why the Latin King, that's not their name. I'm not really sure why, but yeah. So there's another one in Iowa called Fresco. There's a Louis Wine Dive in St. Louis. And then in Pittsburgh, Kansas, there's Chicken Mary's, which is, world famous Route 66 chicken place that everybody loves.
So, world famous?
World famous. There's been books written about it because there were sisters that had this chicken recipe and they split. So there's Chicken Mary's and there's Chicken Annie's. And they are literally almost next door to it. So when I go and take pictures of Chicken Mary's,
no way.
I have to be careful that I don't get the Chicken Annie's sign
no
in the pictures.
Way.
Yeah, they're that
this
close.
This place really exists?
It really exists.
They really had a feud and
they had
a feud and posted up next to each other?
Yes. There's a whole book written about it.
Oh my gosh. I understand how that would happen, but I don't understand how one of them, how they could both stay in business for so long.
And people travel to go get this chicken in Pittsburgh, Kansas. I mean, almost every post that I do goes viral for them. There's a reel going right now that has 360,000 views. Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's literally frying chicken. What the hell?
are they still rivals?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Are they? How long is this restaurant? How long have they been in business?
1942.
80 years?
Yeah.
81
sure.
years?
Sure. Math is not my thing.
Me neither. They're still alive?
They're still alive.
Feuding?
Yeah. I like every once in a while.
I love that. I love that.
Every once in a while, you'll get the reviews, like someone who's on one side or the other, and you'll get the reviews like, this chicken is terrible. It's bland because they like the other one. It's so funny. Like, it's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Chicken Mary's, you'll have to look. Their social media cracks me up. I'm like, I can post the worst clip art, whatever, and it's shared 20 times in an hour. It's bizarre. I do not understand it.
Wow. Are you the only one who runs their social media?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. You're Chicken Mary?
I am.
Okay.
I am Chicken Mary at this point.
You know what I mean. You're,
so I'm lots of things.
Yeah. So you're Chicken Mary. Oh, how is Chicken Annie's social media?
I have no idea. I mean, I see it.
Get out of here. You should know your right. You should know your enemy, okay?
Okay. I know my enemy.
Yeah, I know you do. Let's go.
It's not great. It's... There's definitely someone who lives in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and who's a little bit older running it. So
really?
Yeah.
Do you guys go at each other or do you go at her? You know,
I don't. Mine's just better. I'm not going to go at her.
Are you kidding me?
I can't go at her.
Why?
Because it's mean. They're like.
They're rivals. That the people want it.
I know, but they're little old ladies.
They haven't buried the hatchet, apparently. They're still going at it. And now Chicken Mary said, yeah, I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get me someone young and savvy. She's going to go at this Chicken Annie hardcore. I know what to get. And she planned, she strategized. She's got the best in the game doing it. And I think deep down, she probably doesn't want to tell you out loud, but deep down, she's like, I just want her to go after Annie so hard. Bury her. Do it for Chicken Mary. Bury Chicken Annie.
Bury Chicken Annie.
So. Body that chick.
Okay. I guess that'll be my next quarter goal is to bury Chicken Annie's.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've been around since 1942. Like, they're not going anywhere. So. Yeah, it's very.
But odd. What if you could bring them down?
Look at you. That is so mean. That's terrible. Well, I don't want to bring them down because then you lose the rivalry.
No, like, you don't. Then you have the rival that won. Chicken Mary won. Don't you want to be a winner? Don't
you
want to be a winner?
Look at you. You are an instigator. No, I need them both to do the thing.
Listen, if you don't do it, I'm going to make myself a social media expert. I'm going to go to Chicken
Annie.
You're going to
go work for Chicken Annie?
And go, all right, Chicken Annie, this chick is soft. Makita, I know her. She is soft. I know right where we can go. We're going to take Chicken Mary down. You're making me to be Chicken Annie team now.
No, you are not. You have to be Chicken Mary's. I'm going to have to bring you Chicken Mary's, and then you just
realize
it tastes. You
better bring me Chicken Annie's, too. I got to compare them.
I mean, it's fried in lard. I mean, of course it's good. It's literally fried in lard, okay. So yeah.
Have you had Chicken Annie's?
No.
Why not? Know thy enemy. Go over there.
What is wrong with you? I'm not going. No, it's being in Pittsburgh is, you know, I'm good. Like, I try not to go often. They look at me like I have three heads. Pittsburgh and Iowa, they're like, should she be here? So there's a little of that. So yeah, but.
I do not believe I've ever been to Pittsburgh.
Unless you're
either
in
one.
College or driving through, there's no reason to go to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing there. There's barely
internet.
Yeah,
it's a college, right?
Yeah.
Pitt State or something. Mm-hmm. The Gorillas?
Yes. Look at you. Where'd you pull that from?
Just because I haven't been there doesn't mean
I was
going to
say, why do you
something.
Even know that?
you know, I watch sports.
Okay, yeah. I'm a sports girl.
Yeah, you are a sports girl. You got, I guess, a pretty badass son.
I do.
That's
headed to the draft. Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And that's here, huh?
It is.
Are you guys going to go watch?
I mean, he'll be there. So, yeah, he will be there. We will be
there.
Well,
what kind of pick? Is he projected to be picked?
He is. We'll know more at the end of this month when he does pro day. He's probably a second or a third round.
Oh, shit.
So.
What position?
He's wide receiver.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's a chance he could come on the Chiefs, huh?
Maybe.
Are they looking for a wide receiver? They should be.
They need a tight end. Travis is getting old. I know. I'm sure I'm going to get it.
No, that is actually a good take. Mm-hmm. I can see them saying, hey, let's get a tight end to learn under the greatest tight end that's ever lived for a couple years.
For sure.
All what the Packers like to do with their quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and actually what Mahomes, I guess, was under
Alex
Smith for a year or two?
Yeah, a year.
Year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, get a guy underneath. But here's the thing. I think out of college, getting a tight end, they're all kind of basically the same. Like, why get a first, second, or even third rounder on one? Maybe get one.
Right. And what's really hard about the draft and what I'm learning, I've learned a lot, is that you can have a really bad performance. Like Mahomes didn't have a great combine performance. So you can have a really bad performance. And so people think, you know, they grade you a C. Like Mahomes got a lot of C's when he did his combine, but that doesn't really translate.
Right.
And like you're running a 40 with a gun. So running a 40 in a straight line is one thing. Running a route when someone's trying to tackle you is a whole different of thing. So it's like, okay, so he runs fast, but can he run a route? Can he catch the ball? Can he, you know, that kind of thing. So it'll be an interesting thing. So you're not wrong. There's no reason to waste a pick when you're going to have to groom whoever you get anyway.
What's it like being the mom of a football player?
It's interesting for sure. A lot of it is, I've kind of gotten over the safety thing, like thinking
really?
He's going to get hurt and that kind of thing. That's the thing that you feel when they first start, especially when they're younger.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, rattling their brain and all of those things.
Don't you worry about that. I'd be worried about that now with the rattling of the brain, just concussions and stuff. I guess wide receivers a little easier.
A little
easier. They don't
easier.
Get a ton.
He doesn't get hit a ton. So it's, you know, you still worry about it. I mean, you're always going to worry about that safety wise. With him going to college, it was interesting to sit in the stands and listen to people talk about your kid because they're fans. So they're cheering or they're criticizing, but not realizing. You know.
Bum, how did you drop that? I could have caught that.
Pretty much. So the last, right before his senior night, I went down to one of his home games and I was sitting next to a lady and she was like, I guess he needs super glue on his hands because he dropped a ball. And I was like, okay, so let's not drag this bitch down the bleachers. Let's just kind of sit. It's fine. Everything's fine. But then two plays later, he scored a touchdown and everyone's cheering. So it's like,
do you go, where's that super glue now, bitch?
Exactly. So that's a really interesting like navigation. It's like, you know, they're fans. Fans are going to be fans. So that's the part of about being a mom. And then now he's an adult. I mean, he's 23.
Right.
But he's 23. Like, what did you know when you're 23? So having,
I thought I knew a lot.
I know. So did I. I had him. So like I had a 1-year-old when I was 23. So it's interesting to kind of let him navigate things, but still like he has no income. He's just got out of college. So he's like, mom, I need cleats, you know, that kind of thing. But he's also an adult and people want to talk to him, but like, don't sign anything. Don't, you know, make any promises. Don't do any of those things. So it's like, you're an adult, but you still need a lot of that guidance.
Wow. He's like, I mean, it's incredibly hard to get in the NFL.
It is.
And you've got a kid that's
headed that way. Yeah. So
when did you know he was different?
From kind of the beginning, because the coaches would tell me that there's some things that you can't coach that some kids just know, like his sports IQ, because he played basketball, he played baseball, all of those things that they would say his sports IQ, his game IQ is really high. And there are things that you can coach so much, but he gets things, he sees things differently. So I kind of knew that. And he's a big kid. A lot of it is size. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
A lot of it is size. You
can't
be really
size,
good.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't you can teach be, size and you can't teach speed.
Exactly. So he's pretty fast and he's a big kid. So some of that is pure genetics and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll just had kids with the wrong woman. I don't know.
There's
I mean,
a
of course,
of
I mean, I look. I guess I should look inward. I am only 5'10", 170. See? So what can I? But I was a badass athlete. I played college. And if I had mental discipline, I would have gone at least MLS. Any idiot can make the MLS, really. At least back when I was, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And there's some of that. And he, you know, like all high school boys who think they know everything, he did not study like he should have. So he went the junior college route. So he went junior college, which turned out to be the best route for him. So I'm glad he went. A lot of kids try to skip that junior college and go D1, but they don't realize that they sit for 2 years.
Right.
D1. So he went to junior college and played 2 years. So
which JUCO was he on? Last Chance U?
He went to Butler. So he was on it when they played Independence, cause that was the first season.
Yeah.
So yeah. He went to Butler. Which
that's a world. I want to get your son on here and just talk about junior college and college football.
Yeah, he will be back in April. Right now, he's in D.C. He went to work out with the Commanders, and then he's headed to Pittsburgh to work out with the Steelers, and then he'll go to Dallas to do his pro day, and then he'll come home.
Would you let him be on here?
Oh, yeah.
Would he come on, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. That'd be fun. I'd like to talk.
Yeah, 100%.
Just kind of see. That's got to be a fun...
Yeah.
Fun story. All right, so we'll veer off of that.
Right,
go back to
me.
Go back to you.
Back to me.
Where do you even begin? I guess I got to thank you. So I was starting off by thanking you for coming on here.
Yes.
And then also thanking you for just kind of like rescuing me at that party.
Right? You were on your way out for sure.
I was. I was so on my way out. I was like, all right, I have my one little drink. You know, I'm going to hit the vape pen real quick. And then
it was quite the scene.
It was. For those, we went to our friend, One Dapper Latino, started his first tequila company called Apuesto, and it's freaking fire. It is legit good stuff. And so he had an opening part, a launch party, and so I went to that by myself thinking, I don't know what I thought. I thought there'd be some more people that I could mingle with and that I would know. And it's just that I when I go to the Monarch Bar, it's beautiful, but I'm like, it's just... it's not really my scene.
Yeah. All the beautiful people. And because he's part of the fashion scene, it's really, it's like a whole next level.
It is next level. It's like, am I in Kansas City?
Yes, it is the very next level. Monarch Bar is kind of like that anyway. It's all the beautiful people. And then you add him and his circle of friends. And it's like, I don't quite fit in here. But yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. And then so I was basically out on the patio by myself. And you'd come... what's up, Ryan? I'm like, yes!
Finally.
I am latching on to you for the rest of the night.
Right, we had a good time. I got really good pictures.
You did?
Yeah, because you ordered the old-fashioned. Did you have the...
I had the old-fashioned,
you got the old-fashioned so I could get the branded ice cube. I wanted the branded ice cube. Yep.
No, now I remember. I do remember your video.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. It's content all the time. Everything is content.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you're doing content now, you don't really do much for yourself anymore?
It's slowed down a lot because the restaurants have taken over my entire life. So it's slowed down. I do kind of chronicle my daily, whatever. If I'm teaching yoga, I'll do that. If I go on dates, I chronicle that usually on TikTok. I don't do that on Instagram because people get very sensitive on Instagram.
Okay.
So I threw that over on TikTok. So, you know, dating me is hard. So it's even harder when you see yourself on Instagram. So
go on with your TikTok. I need to follow you on TikTok. How can we follow you on TikTok?
I'm all things Makita across the
everywhere
board. Yep.
All right, I should have known,
of course,
but you know, just
you know, branding
for all those out there.
Yeah,
all things Makita.
Mm-hmm.
What's your TikTok? What are you doing with these dates? Are you just going hard on them after, like, if it's bad? Like,
no, not at all. Even when it's bad, not at all. I'm honest regardless. I mean, I'm honest to a fault, but I have been operating boyfriend by committee.
What does that mean?
That means
you've got like four, you just got a stable
in rotation.
Dudes.
Uh-huh. And
baller.
I call it, technically it's ethically non-monogamous.
Yeah.
Because men are liars. I love y'all, but y'all lie for no damn reason at all. Like, just lie to lie.
Can I just say people lie?
Okay, people lie.
Women lie too. Yes, men
lie.
Like, people just lie.
Yes, people lie.
People lie.
People lie. And dating, like, the lies on top of lies. And so I kind of go into it. I've been married. I have children. So with me, there is no next step. Like, we can date. We can have fun. We can do all of the things. You go home, I go home. You know, you're not living with me. I don't need a stepfather for my kids, any of that stuff. So, like, let's just enjoy. I think people make a mistake when they try to make everything forever. Nothing lasts forever. Like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
And so it helps to have a couple in rotation because women fail a lot and they commit to a guy who has never said he wanted to be committed. So they're in love and committed to this one guy. Meanwhile, he's dating. You know, he's still dating. He's still sleeping with. He's still doing the things. So when you say that from the beginning, it's like, when we're together, we're together. When we're not, you know, enjoy. I'll see you later.
And like, I will too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because the only thing that keeps a man is a man who wants to be kept. So you can call me your girlfriend. I can call you my boyfriend. But unless you want to be committed to me, what the hell does that mean? Mm-hmm. I've been married and cheated on. Like, what does that mean? So I had a whole ass husband and still got cheated on. So it means nothing. So, you know, it's a lot of guys don't like it, even though they're doing it. They don't like when I say it. So I don't know what to tell them.
There's definitely a certain percentage of guys out there that like it.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I have been told that the I want you but don't need you thing is kind of a turnoff. It's that it's masculine.
Oh, but I think it's just free.
Yeah.
And honest. I'm open. Very free. Like, yo. Yeah. Well, like, who doesn't want that? You mean I can just go do what I want when we're not hanging out? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wait, what's the catch again? You're going to do it too? Oh, I guess I'm not secure enough with my masculinity for let you do that. That's what it is.
Right.
We got there quick.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm all about that.
Right? It makes so much sense to me. And
yeah.
Like, I'm a single mom. I have three kids. It's like, if I don't take care of shit, who's going to? So why would I need you? That's very bizarre. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you to do what? Take care of the kids that I already had. So it's like, of course I don't need you because I'm functioning just fine by myself. You add value or fun or whatever. I call it dating for my pleasure too. That's what I say. It's like, I'm dating for my pleasure. Like, are you adding to my fun, my joy, my pleasure? If not, you're not going to stress me the fuck out. Yeah, you can go on.
That's right. Just treat us like we're toys, like pieces of meat. That's right.
I mean,
yeah,
everybody has their place. There's one that is just plain sex. That's what he does. That he knows that is his job. There's not a lot of pretense. There are no dating. Like, he calls or texts, what are you doing? I know exactly,
you know
what,
exactly
that means.
What that means. Exactly.
I know what that means. He knows all the right spots to hit. Get in, get out. Go on with my life. I got a job. I got a big girl job. I got to go back to work.
It just makes sense.
It does to me.
It does.
It really does. And there's guys that are super sweet and romantic. You know, they give me flowers. They take me on dates. That kind of thing.
Do you like that? That they call that? Because I know some guys like doing that type of thing for like the girlfriend experience.
Right.
Do you like that? Like the boyfriend experience? Like you want to be, do you want a guy to show up with some flowers, take you on a nice little date and just be sweet to you, looking you in your eyes? And,
sometimes, you know? But also I'm the girl who pays for dates. Like I'm going to pay for the first date, especially because that tells me a lot about you being secure in your masculinity, like we talked about. So mm-hmm. if they feel really emasculated when I do that, then that's a larger problem because I work my ass off. So I make a really good living. I'm always going to make more money than most men unless they're a professional athlete or something like that. So I'm always going to make more money. So if you're insecure on the first date, you're not going to be able to handle me. So let's just call it good.
Okay. Okay.
So that's my philosophy.
I get that, but I'm a guy. I don't look at it as insecure or anything at that point. I'm like, I'm just a gentleman. I want to pay.
Yeah.
Like, this is just, that's how I was raised. That's, you know, I'm just old school.
And so that
But response, I wouldn't be, but if you were like, yes, I have to pay, I'm like, all right, pay.
I mean, it's not a have to, but it's
let
how
me,
you
Let me leave the tip or something.
It's how you respond when I say it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing is how you respond when I say that.
I got you next time, but I'll leave the tip.
Yeah.
How's that?
Or I'll take care of it this time. Well, next time you pay. Like, just
all right.
Anyway.
I got a lot of male listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
What kind of guy are you into? For like, do you, well, hold on. Let me rewind. You might not even be into it. Like, are you looking to add to your collection?
Always.
All right. What kind of dude, what kind of dude are you into? What do you like? What do you, you know?
I don't really have a type. Nice. Like, they all kind of look different and it's more of a vibe. I don't vibe with a lot of people. Like, I don't have I'm not the girl that's like, oh, you have to be 6 foot to date me. I'm not that girl.
Yeah. Fuck them bitches.
Yeah, there's some of that. So, yeah, I'm definitely not that girl. You have to be secure. I need you to have a life as well. You probably should stay off my social media. Because you'll get your feelings hurt. Because but there are guys that I have never met before that leave kissy faces and heart eyes and all of that under my pictures. I'm like, I don't even know them. So if you look at that, like, oh, and that makes you feel some kind of way, yeah, don't. I need you to not be a successful or whatever, but have something. Like,
have a drive.
And I'm kind of done with the build a boyfriend kind of thing. Like, I want you to follow your dreams and do all that, but I'm not going to build you. I'm not going to help you find a house, find a car, you know. You don't like none of this thing. I'm done with building a boyfriend. Like, I need you to come assembled.
We're just being a mom at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. And because I'm a fairly good mom, it makes me pretty bad at picking partners because I always find a guy that wants to be taken care of or that needs to be taken care of, and I end up mothering him, and I'm like, oh, nope, hard pass. So yeah, Let's see. One of the guys is tall and thin and whatever. One is, he and I look eye to eye, so he's shorter, also thin. There's one that's big. I mean, I don't have a physical type. And I date all races, so it doesn't matter.
What a P-I-M-P.
Whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
It's freedom is what I'm super free.
Super freaky.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh, I know I'm not. That's obvious.
You also know a person that I've dated, so that you can kind of connect the dots. And do not say his name.
I won't. I'm not going to. I wasn't going to bring him up at all.
Okay, thank you.
I don't do that.
So, yeah. It's one of those, I don't know, if it feels free to me. So, just depends on if they can handle it.
Nice.
But that's also part of having the stable, for lack of a better term. Because if you can't, then somebody else absolutely can. Like, if you don't text good morning, somebody else will.
Okay. How do you like to find, other than putting it out there on Kansas City's Best Podcast, how do you like to find dudes? Are you swiping? Are you meeting them out and about in the wild?
Dating apps are terrible. I don't do dating apps. It's a collection of some of the worst people in the world.
You looked at me right in the eye when you said, how dare you? I feel like I'm a decent guy.
I'm busy, and you have to be really patient with the apps. Like, you have to really swipe through so the algorithm picks up your taste and what you like, and you have to kind of weed through them. But
I swipe right on everything.
Oh, God.
I got the unlimited, and I just go, do everything. We're just fishing. What hits? What does that do to my algorithm?
It gives you everything. It does not refine it at all.
That's right. I don't have a type either.
See, look at you.
Any race, any body. No, not any race.
Any race, but not any body type. Oh, what's your type?
I don't have a type, but I don't have a type, but I do like a 5'3".
Oh, little.
Yeah, I like a little stacked, you know, nice fake tits or big tits and a fat ass. I need a fat ass. You can have no boobs if you got a fat ass.
Did you
serious?
You're expecting a fat ass on a 5'3", little bitty thing, but okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Good to know. How does that work? But, I mean, I'm a big girl, so it's...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. That's like, yeah, that's... But I also, I've gone out with, you know, 6'1", tall, skinny blondes.
Okay. Oh, do you like blondes?
I like blondes. Okay. I like brunettes. I like Asian. Okay. I like black. I like Latina. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch you swipe a couple times. See what pops up on your apps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
But anyway, so I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, how do I meet them? So usually Instagram's a good place to meet them.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And so is Twitter. And I meet them in the wild. I'm really friendly. I smile at everybody and say hi. And if somebody catches my eye.
You've always got great energy.
I just go for it. So, but I don't like a lot of people. I mean, I don't vibe with a lot of people. And usually, like, the last couple, it's been like in a professional setting. Like, the one of the last guys, he tattooed me. I was like, oh, I totally wouldn't put my tongue down his throat. So, you know, I made that happen.
Get yourself some free ink later on too, huh?
Something like that. But yeah.
Instagram, how does it work? Are they sliding in your DMs, or will you slide into dudes?
Like, oh, I'll slide.
Really?
Yeah. If there's someone that I like, yeah, for sure.
What would you like? Just like their posts? Like,
yeah, if I like their post, or see something, if they're doing something really cool. Like, one of the last guys was a musician and he played in a show. And I saw him at the show, but didn't really say anything at the time, and then followed him on Instagram and then slid in his DM.
Yeah. Do you like it when guys slide into yours?
It depends.
Okay.
Some of them are smooth. Some of them get a little creepy because I look the way I look, and because I teach yoga, some guys over-sexualize the yoga part of it. I'm okay. Like, I mean, I am super sexual, but I'm like, let's not.
Yeah. It's not like it's out there for everybody to know.
Right.
Assume that you're.
Right. And,
you know.
I mean, I'm just teaching yoga.
Assume
like my
you're
plain
Jane yoga.
Right. My body's my body, and it just happens to look like that upside down. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. That's not an invitation for you. So it gets a little creepy. Like, I don't want to see your penis ever. Like, I just don't. Not in my DMs. Like once
Hold
I, get
on, I gotta get my phone and send something really quick.
I mean, once I get to know you, you know, I want videos with sound on. But
oh, shit.
All girls do.
Yeah.
All girls do.
Damn.
If you didn't know that already, there you go. There's our secret. We all want that. Oh. Sound on.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, it's true.
Some good lighting, right positioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some.
Mm-hmm. Sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll slide in DMs, but that's how I meet them. Usually.
That's how you meet them. Okay. It's weird how it is out there now. You know, we're the same age. We grew up not like that.
Not at all. Like, you had to meet them in person and exchange phone numbers on paper.
Yes. On paper.
On paper, so they could call your house phone.
Until it was like 99 or 2000 when you could maybe had like a little Nokia.
Right. Then or a pager.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
But you can't. Yeah, you still need paper, though.
Yeah, you still need paper for the number, but yeah.
That's so funny. My kids are going to. I don't know. I got such young kids. I have no idea what they're going to see. You see the transformation that we've seen. Like, we were talking on phones that were corded up to the wall.
Right. Right.
Now we got NASA's computer in our pocket.
Yep.
What now? Extrapolate 20 years from now. What is that going to turn into?
Yeah. Or does it go back? Does it circle back to?
Not without some kind of catastrophe.
True. Yeah.
Big event.
It'll be amazing to see. Just like even with my kids. So all of my kids are 5 years apart. So the first kid, there are so many pictures, film pictures, because we had the disposable camera. So there's film pictures. My second kid, it was in between. It was in between the film and having a mobile phone with the camera. So there's not as many pictures of her. And then the baby, we had mobile phones with the camera. So there's tons of digital of him. So even just in that span of me having children, it all looks different.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that yesterday, going through my phone, like, just years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is this better than having shoeboxes full of Polaroids and printed out pictures?
Yeah, I think there's a balance, but I only say it's better because if it lives in the cloud, you don't lose them, like, in a fire or flood or that kind of thing. And when someone passes away, what do you do with all that stuff? It's like, do you make it digital or do you just carry it from your attic to theirs or their attic to yours? So, yeah. What do you do with all that stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So you're talking about Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter now has gone through some changes.
It has.
And all kinds of controversy and all kinds of things talked about it through Elon Musk's takeover. And what is it worth being on Twitter now? Like, is Twitter the place to be, not to be, what it was? Has it changed? What are your thoughts with Twitter?
It definitely went through some like functional things when he took over, with the engineers quitting, like definitely some functional things. But it's one of those, people get really upset about things that are so beyond their level. It's like, just use the platform for what it is. It's a lot like presidential elections. Like, you're so upset about the president when technically the president doesn't have a ton of power. It's more Congress. Right. It's like, relax. Like, Elon Musk is not after you. Like, no one's hacking your page. Like, you're really not that important. You gotta relax. Just use it for what it is. But he did set the trend with being paid to be verified, because Facebook and Instagram are going that way. In the next year, you'll be able to pay to be verified. And I think it's ridiculous. But Elon started that. And so he's starting a couple of trends that people were really upset about. But he's setting that trend. Twitter, if you use it for what it is, I mean, everybody's pissed off on Twitter all the time. So if you want to be angry and, you know, scream into the void, Twitter's kind of the place to be. But if you're a sports guy, like I'm a sports girl, it's a great place to grab news because it's so fast. It moves so fast. You'll find the stuff on Twitter before you find it on news or Facebook or any of the other platforms.
Okay. I haven't messed with Twitter.
And Twitter's mostly men.
in like four years or so. I don't know. I just stopped. I never really use it. And I don't use it.
Yeah. I mean, if you like the fast paced thing, that's where you want to be. The life of a tweet is about a minute and a half and it goes away and they move on to something else.
Tweets wouldn't make good lovers.
Maybe.
Or maybe they'd make great lovers if it lasts a minute and a half for both parties, I guess. Wham, bam, let's get done with this.
Oh, right.
So if someone's trying to, so like me, I don't know how, like obviously I don't know fuck all about social media. Like I don't know how to make, you know, I've been stuck at whatever I'm at forever. What should I do?
You don't post consistent enough.
Well, I've been off for a few months, but like now that I'm starting back up, mm-hmm. post more consistent. Like, what's consistent, and what am I posting? And what platform should I be using? I like Instagram.
Okay, so let's talk about Instagram. Instagram static post, like in your feed. I post once or twice a week. There are people that are going to tell you to post every day. Don't do that shit. So once or twice a week. Static post.
What is a static post?
It lives on your feed. So okay. Either a picture or video that lives on your feed, and then your stories that disappear every 24 hours. Stories, I tell everybody to use their stories every day. That's where you're going to find new faces. That's how people are going to interact with you. Because as soon as you pull up your phone, you see the stories at the top. You may or may not see someone's feed.
Okay. That's excellent point. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how to do the social media as far as restaurants. Mm-hmm. Are you confident you could do pretty much anything?
Yeah.
Any type of company or if there was like a local musician that wanted to hire you.
Yeah.
Get more eyes to his music.
It all works the same. Like the platforms work the same. It's your content. So everything is content. And people spend a lot of time overthinking their content, a lot of time trying to curate videos and edit and do all of the things when people don't care that much. So they care more about the quantity and not the quality. And so that's why reels are so popular. Like reels are 30 seconds. They're 30 second videos. Mm-hmm. It's not movie quality editing, sound or any of that. They just want that quick information. It's an information void. So they want that information, especially musicians. Like they should be using reels all the time, every day. And the thing about reels, they don't have to live on your feed. They can live just on the reels tab. And so you can do those every day. And so people don't get bogged down with your feed.
Okay. Well, all right. So what should I do? So I'm going to start putting these episodes out once a week. And I'll put out one picture like of you and me mm-hmm. when the episode drops, probably like on Monday. Hey, it's available now.
Yes. And I would want you to do video. So Instagram tells you that they favor reels. And so when they tell you, hey, we're doing this, you should listen to the platform when they're saying use this.
Do like 30-second bits of the podcast.
Yep. Do 30 seconds of it. And because the reels, if you go to your explore page right now and look at it, you'll see almost all reels. And so that's how Instagram is letting people find you, because they're pushing them. So the more reels you do, the more you land on people's pages, the more eyes on your page that of people that don't follow you.
Now, do you think there would be a transition of people starting to see my videos and posts and start to follow me? Will that translate into them going to the podcast and downloading it and listening to it?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
That's how it works, huh?
That's how it works. And if you use your stories every day, with the stories, you can put a link directly to subscribing. So that's, and you can't put a link in your feed, because I don't know why Instagram hasn't given us clickable captions, but I digress. But in your stories, you can put that in your stories, put the link there, and they can click right there from your stories. So you want to use them. Make it easy.
And it's just 30 seconds. I could do like each week 30 seconds from that week's podcast.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Just whatever. Just
from that podcast, you could do behind the scenes. Like you could set up a time lapse and time lapsing the podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know, right? You would think this is what I do for
That's why you're here.
Time lapse are huge. People love a behind the scenes, especially musicians. Like for musicians, like the last guy that I dated, I'm like, time lapse your load in, like because they have to load in early before shows and do sound check. Like time lapse that. People love to see the behind the scenes because they don't know all of the stuff that you do before you get on stage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I need. Yeah, I think I need ideas on content. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so I love a time lapse. I love a behind the scenes, but 30-second snippets. So, for example, like Kev on stage, he has kind of translated his comedy bits to a podcast as well. And so for his reels, he'll do what he thinks is the funniest or the most interesting piece of the podcast and just put a 30-second clip of like him asking a question and the response, put the title in there and... That's it. So people see that. They see that little 30-second clip, and then they want to see the whole video. So
it seems hard to come up with 30 seconds. It seems like 30 seconds isn't enough time.
It is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
because I feel like the whole Chicken Mary, Chicken Annie rant would be a good story.
You and the Chicken Mary.
But that's only 30 seconds long. No, I mean, that's over 30 seconds long.
But if you get... the good parts, because people are going to want to know what's the end of that.
Okay.
They want to know about it. They want to know about the
chop it up a little bit. Uh-huh. See, this is, yeah, okay.
See?
This is why you are hired, because it's a job. It takes a real effort.
It absolutely, it is a full-time job. And it's what I do all the time, so these ideas float around in my brain all the time, but it's a full-time job. You either have to dedicate time to it or hire somebody to do it for you.
All right, how long would you suggest I work on my, if I want to blow it up, I want to get by this time, by like, I don't know what a reasonable time was, but I'm at just under 2,000 followers now, and I wanted to get to say 10,000. How long would it take, and how would I go about that? How much time a day do I need to be working on it, or a week or whatever?
It'll take a little while. I don't worry about follower count as much as I worry about the engagement.
Okay.
Because if you have 2,000 and those 2,000 people are not subscribed to your podcast, then why have more? I say dedicate 45 minutes a day, which people have 45 minutes a day. If you have time to consume content, you have time to create content, is what I tell people.
That is, I need to write that down and mount it.
There's your 30 seconds. So I 45 minutes a day, and people lose the social part of social media. And so I set aside one day a week to engage only, not posting anything, just going to engage with the people that follow me and people that I want to follow. So leaving comments, like real comments, not stupid stuff, and finding people to follow that I like. A lot of people try to like follow celebrities and unfollow them. Celebrities are not going to follow you. Stop that shit. Like, right. Just to stop. Unless you really like someone's content. I don't follow any celebrities. Like, the verified people that I follow are usually bloggers or they're athletes. I don't think athletes are celebrities because I mostly sleep with athletes, but that's...
Damn, anyway. You sleep with celebrities.
That's a whole nother podcast. But so finding people to follow that you know are going to engage with you, like that have like-minded things. You don't want to just follow people that are never going to follow you back or never interact with your page. That's a waste of time. And so I have a day, usually Tuesdays is my engagement day, that I'll go through. I'll try to find 3 or 5 new accounts to follow that I like their content. I want to see them in their feed. Like, I don't follow anyone that I don't want to see every day. Like, that seems so I don't hate follow. Like, a lot of people hate follow. Like, I don't really like them, but I want to see what they're up to, so I'm going to follow them. It's bizarre.
Oh, wow. If I hate... Yeah, I'm not giving you that I'm not giving you my follow. I'm just not. Like, the satisfaction of having one more person.
Right. I follow people that I like, and then I leave comments.
I might stock up on them. I might look at them up a little bit later, but I'm not following them.
Right. And watch stories. I respond to stories a lot. People that post stories, that's a really good way to get someone's attention, dating and otherwise.
Is to do what?
Respond to their stories. Because most people who post stories, that's real time, real life things, as opposed to when you're posting a static post, that's something that's curated. That's a photo shoot. That's a, you know, something that they've put time into and they edit, whereas their stories are just kind of like driving in the car, regular, everyday, who they actually are. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So well, much stuff in my brain.
Yeah, I'm thinking too. Like, but I'm like, would some stuff get old? Like, time lapses are big, but do you want to do a time lapse every day of like, here's me going to work every day, and do a time lapse of driving to work, putting mail. I don't know.
There are people that isn't, and super successful people that do fashion get ready with me every single day. They show their outfit and them getting ready every single day, and people love it. Makeup bloggers, all
that's
that
women.
This is true. No, there's some men that have hopped on it. Hopped on the get ready with me or spend a day with me. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they like, okay, but they're edited down and.
Yeah, just short, again, short
or
snippets.
Or do you do like.
We I'm don't have attention span. Like, people don't have attention span, so don't spend
but it's
a
like
lot
doing,
time on it.
Well, okay. So, okay, another question. Would you suggest, so like tomorrow I do a bunch of videos with my iPhone and then edit it together, or just throughout the day, oh, here I am doing something.
So I do both, maybe not both in the same day. So I do stories, like I've done a day in my life, like followed myself through the day and posted 30 seconds of my day in my stories, and then edit that all together for a reel. So one of the last ones I did, I said, you know, spend the day with me as a social media manager for 9 restaurant brands. So followed myself getting content at the restaurants, all of those things that I did, the editing, the Google reviews, all of those things, the meetings, the Zooms, all the stuff that I do daily, and edit it down to a minute and a half or so. There's some time lapse in there. There's time lapse of me shooting videos and that kind of thing. And so it's a reel.
What is your job like during the day? Like,
it's
like when you're posting, like, are you, you have to interact with other people that are interacting with you?
I do. I reshare the stories. So like when you go to a restaurant and you tag them in your story, the social media manager sees that. In that case, it's me. And I reshare it. If they tagged us, I'll reshare it or I'll interact and respond to it.
I like when that happens. Yes. I have a side page that I don't really tell people about. It's just,
oh yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell, it's, you know, just Ryan Westa on Instagram. But it's just all drinks. It's like not me at all, really. And it's nice sometimes I'll get like, oh, we love that picture. Do you mind if we use it? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, of course. Go knock yourself out.
Yeah.
And then like a couple weeks later, I'll see it on their feed. I'm like, oh, cool. Look at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love that. We love because that.
Oh, well, we love it too.
Yeah. For social, it tells us we're doing our job. That we, my job is to get people butts in seats, to get people to the restaurants. And then once they try it, it's kind of up to the staff to, you know, create that great experience. But then it comes back to social because they've created this great experience and I'm seeing it on our feeds and then I get to repost it. So it's kind of that circle thing. So yeah.
But how long a day? I feel like that's a lot. If you feel like you're 9 restaurants, I feel like that's a lot. Like, does that take a lot of time of your day every day or?
I work every day. I work day and evening. So like Brewtop, there are 2 Brewtop locations, mm-hmm. one up north and one south. They're open to 2 a.m. And so people, like last night, there's a group called Dole White that people.
Yeah.
Okay. People love them. Like Brewtop was packed and people are sharing stories until, you know, 1 a.m. or so. I usually give myself a cutoff and because they'll be there the next day, but they're only there for 24 hours. So if I take the weekend off and don't share them, when I get to the office Monday, they're not there. So I have to be on Saturday and Sunday to see when wow. people when people are sharing and tagging. So yeah, Brewtop being open to 2 a.m. it's like, okay, there's lots of people, you know,
and so
having
are
a great time.
Are you doing with your phone, with a phone? Is that how you do a lot of your?
So you notice I have 2 phones.
Right.
And I also have an iPad in the car that I didn't bring in. Instagram's functionality sucks. And so they only allow you to be logged into 5 accounts at a time. And I have over 17. And so I have 5 on each phone and on the iPad. And Instagram also doesn't allow you to do, like there are CRM platforms that bring all of your accounts together, like Hootsuite. But Instagram doesn't let you create reels on those or reshare stories. So you have to use it in the app. So I have all of these phones and things going at the same time.
What kind of wear and tear on your body does that do? Because I know it's a silly question, but I imagine being looking down at your phone, your neck's cranked, your thumbs are probably doing a lot of motion, postures, I don't know, posture can probably suffer from that kind of stuff. Maybe your vision. I don't know about that, but.
Vision for sure. vision for sure. I and I have blue light glasses and all of that because I'm looking at a screen all the time. But I'm also a yoga teacher. So if I wasn't a yoga teacher, my posture would suffer for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm very aware of my body just from teaching yoga. But people who don't do it definitely need like a class or something. Posture for sure. I don't sleep a lot anyway. So like I'm up thinking and I will turn my phone off, turn off the notifications because I hear them all the time. There's all of these accounts. And so notifications on a regular basis. And sometimes I hear things in my head. It's just like, okay, was that a story? Did somebody just tag us? Like, what is that? So there's a little bit of the, it's hard to disconnect for sure.
I imagine it's got to be going off all the time with nine.
All the time. And there's Instagram and Facebook. So. And there's like Brewtop has two locations. Louis Wine Dive has three locations that are in three different cities. So that's all different content.
How the hell did you get involved with this? Like, you don't, especially again, not to go back to our age, but we're slightly older than the average social media grinder, if you will.
Yeah.
We didn't grow up thinking, oh, I can be a social media influencer for myself or for somebody else. We didn't know what social media was till MySpace.
Right.
How did this happen?
It's really self-taught. So I started a blog, old school mommy blog, because I am old. So when that first started, the mommy bloggers, because I was staying at home with kids. I was married at the time. I was kind of buried under babies and bored as fuck. So I started writing about it. And then I did some segments on Channel 4. And that's before they had social media, before they even had a website. And so they got a website and they're like, hey, you want to write a blog on here?
Oh, nice.
And it's like, okay, yeah. And then the platform started evolving. Facebook came. And so it really was self-taught.
And you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Right when all this stuff is exploding, being at the forefront of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm traditionally a marketing person, and this is marketing just digital. So instead of commercials and print and having to buy airtime, that was a thing when, you know, to buy a commercial airtime, to buy radio airtime. And so now you can essentially do it for free. So on social media, but yeah, just being right place, right time.
Are you always looking for new clients, or are you at how many can you, do you think you could be able to do efficiently?
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of finding my rhythm with the restaurants because it's kind of consistent, you know, food content and drink content. So I've found my rhythm. I have a couple of freelance clients that I have an author, tattoo artist, that I, will help and do content. I don't know. I haven't found my limit yet, but because I do it all the time, I don't think of it like people think they have to do their social media. They think of it as a chore. They think of it as a job, mm-hmm. but it is my job. So I'm doing it all the time anyway. So adding one more thing is just not that difficult for me.
I didn't know if it would. Yeah, it just sounds, because nine sounds a lot to me. Like nine sounds overwhelming.
Yeah.
They're all different.
Yeah. When I pull up my Facebook page and you see all of the pages that I'm in charge of, people are like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
It's like,
but you're like, you can keep going.
Yeah. It's just a thing. It's what I do.
All right. People out there, if you're looking to either date her or hire her.
Yeah. But people get very upset when I talk about their social media because I always tell them they're not doing enough. Or I tell them they are unfocused. So people don't, because I posted, so since I've taken over the restaurant accounts, I hit a mile marker of 1.5 million impressions across my accounts, which is huge. And so lots of people reached out. They're like, oh my gosh, how'd you do that? And then I tell them, hey, you're not focused and you need to do this, 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 and this. And they're like, oh, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because I had a guy who has a podcast who reached out and was like, I just scrolled through your feed and the last time you posted about your podcast was like January of 2022. I'm like, so can you tell me how important this is? You know, there's some things like that that you don't see and I see it immediately. And I had to scroll like three times to get to anything about his podcast. I'm like, so is it important or not? And then people think, oh,
mine's nothing but my podcast.
Right. And so there's that. And then people think they have to have their personal, they have to have their podcast, they have to have this side gig and this side gig. And it's like, You have 5 pages and 2 pieces of content. What's happening? Yeah. Why do you have so many pages when you're not posting on any of them regularly? So there's some of that. So you absolutely, you can reach out and hire me, but you should be prepared that this is all I do. Like, I know this like the back of my hand, so I'm not going to just.
Yeah. Well, when someone hires you, are you taking, I mean, I know with the restaurants, you take it over. You do everything.
Yes.
But if like a podcast were to hire you, do you take, all right, I'm doing everything.
No, because they have to create the content, especially like a podcast or a musician. Like, that's your brand. You are the brand. And so you have to give me the content. I can't take it over. I can come and get some behind the scenes, you know, at a concert or whatever, but you have to give me the content. And also, it's your brand. I cannot care about this more than you do.
Right.
So you have to want this more than I do. And so when I, you know, feel like, hey, I care a little too much about this and you don't care as much, then
right,
let's reevaluate. So, yeah.
Yeah. My biggest thing is I don't love editing. Like, I can get into the groove and I mean, I like it, but I don't love it. And it's just hard for me to be like, all right, today I got to edit. I don't know. I guess it's just a discipline thing, really.
It is. And I batch a lot of content and I tell people, when you're in the mood, when you're feeling it, do as much as you can because you're going to be not in the mood and you're not going to get anything done. Mm-hmm. So I batch a lot of things. I have a lot of drafts saved in my phone. I have my notes app is full of captions, full of ideas of content to post. So I batch a lot of things. So when I'm not in the mood, my brands don't suffer, you know, 3 weeks without anything.
And are you doing all your content with a phone? Like, you record everything?
I have a camera too. I have a camera too. So one of my, like, Graham and Dunn, that restaurant, it's a little dark. So I have a camera that has better lights and that kind of thing. But most of it is on my phone. I do have a computer, but there are so many apps to help you edit. Like, don't make it difficult for yourself.
What are some good apps out there that you can do?
So quick edits for stories. I use Mojo app. It's one of my favorite. You can put music, you can put captions, you can do all of those things, but don't use music if you're going to use it on Instagram, because Instagram will take it down for copyright. You have to use the music in Instagram unless it's your original content. But like, even background music, if Instagram picks up that background music, they will flag it for copyright infringement.
Even if you're using the music they allow on there?
If they allow it.
Because so, they'll know if you tagged their music or not?
No, it's not the tags. So like in my restaurants, there's a music system playing. And so if the music's too loud in the restaurants and the background noise, they will pick it up and they will flag it. So I either have to put Instagram music on top of it or make it with no sound. So Instagram's just kind of a pain in the ass. It's really picky about stupid stuff.
You don't like Instagram, do you?
It's really picky about dumb stuff. It's okay. Like, but there are, you know, 1 million porn bots, you know, following, but you care about background music in a restaurant, like, be fucking for real. Like, this does not matter at all. So there's that. And then it takes something down and then you have to recreate it. That's the only thing that irritates me. So it's flagged. And so.
Oh, but you, that's okay. I would think, see, I would get on iMovie on my iMac, and that's how I would edit, and then airdrop it to my phone.
Yeah.
And that's how I
do it,
but I don't know if
I love iMovie. It's so easy. You can put in the captions and sometimes it'll create the movie for you if you're using the movie maker and you just update the captions. Like, that's easy and that's good. It, you know, it doesn't have to be some kind of super expensive program or something, because people's attention spans suck.
Yeah.
So you can spend hours and hours in editing and they've watched 30 seconds and they've moved on.
Right. It's just become self-masturbatory at that point, because you just want to make something awesome. Like, I was doing that for a while with Ryan West, a YouTube channel. I got like 6 videos. I think they're really good, but I spent 10 to 12 hours editing and they're like 5 or 6 minutes long.
Right.
Of me going out on the town drinking pink drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. And YouTube is great, but it's so hard to stay consistent. It is so hard to stay consistent with YouTube. It's one of those. It's like on my list all the time. And like for my own personal brand, I'm like, I just don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So, which is what I tell people, like, only do what you can do consistently. So people think they have to be on every single platform like, don't do that if you can't be there consistently. Pick one, get really good at it, and then add and take your followers with you.
I'm just running through my head right now. Like, what do I need to do with this?
See, you need to write down. You need your notes app. Where's your phone? You need to put everything in your notes app. That's what I do all the time. I have all of these folders.
This is what I prefer, pen and paper.
Yes, so do I. I love a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, write down that time-lapse thing behind the scenes.
Do time-lapse.
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds.
Time-lapse, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scenes, BTS.
Yes, BTS. And use that hashtag when you post it.
Hashtag BTS.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's something else. That's, aren't those like Asian kids that sing, boy band?
No, that's, is it? No, it's not BTS. I don't know. Is it BTS?
Yeah,
I don't know.
BTK?
BTK?
No, that's a killer. BTK killer.
I don't.
Was he from Pittsburgh?
Oh my God, I don't know. Maybe. Or was he from Wichita?
He's Topeka. I don't know. He was a Kansas dude.
Mm-hmm. Was it Wichita? Maybe Pittsburgh. Oh, I wonder if he ever went to Chicken Mary's.
I was just thinking the same thing. And which did he prefer?
I know.
There you go. If you can find out where BTK, let's start over. If you can find out where the BTK killer ever had Chicken Mary's or Chicken Annie's, mm-hmm. which one he preferred, you can work with that.
I really
like
could.
Eat over here. The BTK killer prefers Chicken Annie's, but over here we kicked him out.
See, look at you. You are trying to make them feud even more. This is hilarious. I'm gonna have to bring you the book so you can read the book about the rivalry.
Yeah, I know how to read.
Yes. Anyway.
So is every platform is the same? It's just consistency.
No, every platform is not the same.
Okay.
So Instagram has moved more towards video with reels and that kind of thing.
Which is a bummer. I love the photos.
Yeah. And they're kind of swinging back a little bit to the photos because I think people had the same reaction, but they were trying to keep up with TikTok because TikTok was making so much money. Yeah. And is king. And so they're trying to find the balance. And then they thought they wanted to be a shopping platform. Like Instagram has identity issues. So you just never know with Instagram. Facebook is more static pictures. It's more the pictures because it's an older crowd. And so.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Right. It's our age. It's our parents' age.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to know your audience. And so Facebook's a little bit older, but Facebook's also the place that you want to be. Like my restaurants do well on Facebook because they're older. They have disposable income. That's who's going out to eat. That's who's buying whatever product you're selling because they have disposable income.
And probably more willing to make a little bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So I always tell people you want to be on Facebook, even like personal trainers and that kind of thing. If you're selling something, Facebook is where you want to be. That's where the money is. Instagram is more just building your brand. That's new customers. Like you want to show your new things. You want that kind of thing. Twitter moves fast. That's the younger guys, 24, 35.
Okay.
That's a great place for music. It's a great place for athletes. So every platform's different. TikTok, but like you said, TikTok is king. And so if you can find your way on TikTok and post consistently, you will drive new followers and views like you wouldn't believe.
I can see that. I've messed around with TikTok a little bit. I love to scroll, but I don't post a lot of stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did post one stupid video. I did I did my daughter's room. It's super nice.
Yeah.
And I just did a TikTok video
before
of
and
it
after.
And mm-hmm. it blew up. It's got like 30,000 views. Yeah. I have no followers or nothing. I was like, how the hell did it get like 30,000 views?
Yeah, so that's the thing about TikTok, because there's a for you page and then there's your following page. And most people stay on the for you page. And so if that's a thing that people follow,
true. Yeah.
Yep. So if they're following home renovations and that kind of thing, they're going to see your content. And TikTok's gotten really good about placing content of what you look for. TikTok's going to put it on your feed every single time.
Yeah.
And uh-huh.
Okay. Well, and the other thing that I've been getting with, like I have maybe 10 videos up there, not a lot of followers, but more than I should, I think. But I like to post comments. Sometimes I troll. Sometimes I give love.
Mm-hmm.
I just, whatever I'm in the mood for.
Yep.
And there was I have a video now, or I post one post. It's got like, I don't know, like 8,000 likes on my comment. And I constantly, every day, have a notification of people coming over. Like hundreds of people are viewing.
Yeah.
my page a day just from like comments of like that.
So imagine if you posted content there.
I know. No, I know. I'm just starting.
It's all coming to you now.
No, it's not that. It's just I'm just starting to get back into the podcast again.
Right.
Because towards when I was doing the end of season two, I was doing more posts and things like that. And I was seeing a little bit more engagement. But I will tell you, like, I did have a couple. I did like one story, a couple stories like a week ago, and I had a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, is it because I've been gone for so long and all of a sudden it got pushed in front of people or?
So stories are always going to get more engagement than posts because more people see them.
But it was more than you used to see them. I was like, whoa, it was like almost double what I was normally getting.
Yeah. So stories are the thing because they move fast. People want to consume content quickly. And stories move fast. And so when I tell people to use stories every day, and I also tell them to spread them out, like use stories in the morning and then post something in the evening or at night because it pushes your whole story to the front of the feed. So if you're only posting stories in the morning, the time someone scrolls in the evening, they're not going to get to your story because you're going to go through maybe 10 stories. You're not going all the way to the end. But if you posted one in the morning, post another one in the evening, it pushes it to the very front. So everybody's seeing your whole story.
Okay.
Okay.
Multiple, two stories a day, three stories, two. At least two stories a day.
At least two stories a day.
But more is better.
More is always better.
I think we got it.
I think so.
What athletes have you slept with?
The one that went viral on TikTok. Oh, can I say that?
If it went viral, yeah. What went viral?
Yeah, Paul Pierce.
CP3O? No, that's Chris Paul.
That's Chris Paul.
Paul Pierce. Celtics?
Yeah.
I don't know basketball.
Yes. Former KU, but Celtics.
Oh, wow.
He's my Hall of Famer. He's one of them.
Damn. How'd that go viral?
Well, because I was dating a guy from Boston, and he ghosted me, and so I slept with his favorite basketball player.
Oh! Damn, that's cold-blooded.
And it wasn't even on purpose. It was not on purpose.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't. So I knew he was from Boston. He's fine. I mean, he was a nice guy, but he ghosted me, which is whatever. When people want to ghost, they ghost. And then Paul Pierce was here because he was in the College Basketball Hall of Fame, and I covered that event. And when I walked in and I saw him sitting there, I'm like, it's fucking Paul Pierce. And I was like, can I get a picture? He's like, sure. And so we took a picture together and I sent it to my cousin. And my cousin was like, oh, he played pickup basketball with XYZ. And so when we went upstairs to the suites and I was like, oh, you know XYZ. And he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, you know him too? I was like, not really. I just know of him. And he was like, cool, come to my suite. I'm like, say less. So, yeah.
Damn. What happened to the guy? Does the guy that ghosted you know about that?
He does because he still follows me on Instagram. And so when I posted the picture of Paul Pierce, he's like, oh my God, it's my favorite basketball player. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. Oh. So, you know, that I thought it was funny. Everybody else was like, you are a terrible human. I'm like, one had nothing to do with the other. It just worked out that way. How was I supposed to know that was his favorite basketball player?
So, guys, when we were trying to get you set up with her earlier, I am taking all that back. Run away. Run away from this succubus. She will do you. Don't. You better be nice to her. Be nice to her or you're going to get done dirty.
I did. He ghosted me, so I let people go in peace. Like, yeah, okay. I'm not the crazy girl. Take that back. I have burned some things down to the absolute ground.
I bet you have.
At this point, if you want to go, go. Like, somebody's going to replace you. Maybe a Hall of Famer.
Damn.
So, right.
Let's end on that.
Right. Notes to self. Do not let mom listen to this podcast. Holy shit.
Well, would you like to say anything before we get out of here? Pimp your products? Any of them? Just all things Makita or Chicken Mary's? Whatever you like.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to send you Chicken Mary's for sure. No. I mean, follow me on social, all things Makita. I'll keep you entertained for sure.
Slide them DMs, baby.
Leave me the fuck alone. Neanderthal, hardest podcast in the world, you stupid ass bitch.